Whether at the kitchen table, with sheets of paper, or on a computer, we all keep track of our household budgets. We pay bills, we figure out how much to set aside for groceries each week. We plan for expenses we know are coming, like buying new winter tires or reshingling the roof. Sometimes we make tough decisions to balance the family budget, like sticking with that aging snowblower or a fridge for another year. Why do we make those tough decisions? Because we know it is the responsible thing to do, not just for today, but for the long term. That is exactly the type of thinking that governments should have to. Unfortunately, from countries in Europe to major cities south of the border, some governments have avoided making responsible decisions with disastrous results. That's why the government of Canada has been so relentlessly focused on getting back to balanced budgets. While the opposition parties and special interest groups keep demanding more government spending, the federal government remains focused squarely on controlling what government spends. During the worst of the global recession, when spending was needed to protect Canadian jobs, we brought in Canada's Economic Action Plan. This temporary initiative helped shelter Canada from the worst of the recession and emerge with the best job creation record in the G7, with over 1 million net new jobs created. With the global recession passed, the Government of Canada is now focused on balancing the budget. That means working hard to make sure federal government spending is as efficient and effective as possible, including reducing all unnecessary spending. We also are freezing the spending of government departments to ensure they stay within set budgets. I am happy to report our efforts are getting real results. Government program spending has fallen by billions over the past three straight years, a first for any government in Canada's history. Recently, in fact, when Finance Minister Jim Flaherty updated Canadians on the state of our finances, he confirmed we are firmly on track for a balanced budget in 2015 as planned, with an expected surplus of almost $4 billion in 2015 to 2016. Even better, he also confirmed Canada has the best long-term financial standing compared to all countries in the G7, ahead of countries like Germany or Japan. What's more, by focusing on making government spending more efficient rather than tax hikes, we are keeping taxes low for Canadians. Indeed, the government has cut taxes 160 times, like reducing the GST from 7 to 5%, which has lowered the average family's tax bill by over $3,200. And unlike our predecessors in the 1990s, we are cutting taxes without cutting back investments in health care and other important social programs that families depend on. With the global economy fragile, rest assured, the Government of Canada will stay focused on returning to balanced budgets and strengthening Canada's economy. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.